Phillips Environmental went, there was some back door or behind closed door negotiations between Phillips and council at the time. And they actually convinced them to hand over the water plant. Not so much the distribution, but so the main plant, and then some little auxiliary kind of pump houses and stuff around. But anyway, the water treatment,
Water
essentially.
treatment plant, yeah.
So to hand that over, and again, because this was in line with what was being promoted by provincial government and so on, they thought, why not? But it was all done, it was done without public consultation whatsoever. They just announced this as, this is in your best interest, we're doing this. At the time, we had maybe three, four people working there. They were the cleaners in it. We didn't have all the workers, like operating engineers and stuff, were operating engineers union. For some reason, we only learned after, bought into it. They didn't put up much of a fight. And even though we only had three people and they were essentially gonna lose their jobs anyway or whatever, we decided we're gonna put up a fight on behalf of the city. So of the citizens is what we decided to do, again with our defense fund. The membership understood that this wasn't a member, like a membership issue. It was a
Citizen
broader
issue.
citizen issue, city. So and again, they were progressive, and they said, yeah, we'll put our money there. And we decided that, because at the time we were starting being labeled special interest group because of all the things we were involved in. So we decided the best thing to do, and since this was for the broader community, why don't we have a community-driven, led a coalition? And so we introduced this thing that CUPE had used elsewhere called Water Watch. And Water Watch was a citizens group that patrolled, policed, whatever, water systems, that make sure they were publicly run, all that food
This was a
safety.
Canadian or Ontario?
So we borrowed that model, and we actually advertised and inspect in the newspaper and so on, invited citizens to come out, and we actually booked the city hall, the main gallery, for that purpose. It said, come to sit your city hall, to the main gallery, for a meeting on this. We could explain what's going on with your water treatment, and if you're interested. And we had a really good turnout, and people stood up, and they were like, ended up that we had a really good cross section of citizens. Some were, there was a lawyer, there was the chair, the person we made the chair was a teacher, a well-known teacher. So, and then we are the ones who supported the whole thing in terms of finances, research, publications, advertising, media. We provided all the funding, but they put the face to it.